From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The latest Samsung smartphone, this Galaxy S8, launches today in New York. It's a totally different device than the Galaxy Note 7, the one that catches fire. But this is still a big unveiling. Marketplace's Andy Euler tells us why.
There's a lot of buzz around the launch of this new phone. It's got a much larger display and boasts better voice recognition technology. Samsung is hoping the S8 goes over so well, people forget about the Note 7 battery debacle. Chris Voci is research director at Forrester.
You know, there's a lot of noise out there, so the question is you know, are consumers going to see enough in this release that they say, yeah, I want to go back to Samsung?
Because he says people tend to have short memories, and a cool phone could lure customers, both people who have a negative impression of Samsung or even people who returned one. But Avi Greengart, an analyst at Global Data, says it's not just phone users Samsung has to impress.
The carriers are the real customers for a vendor like Samsung, and they were extremely, extremely upset.
Verizon, Sprint, AT&T, they all had to deal with people flooding their stores to return the Note 7. But even they're likely to move past it, given the buzz around the S8. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.